Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
One of my good friends, his kids are about, you know, they're in their mid to late 20s, and he said, man, my ship sailed. I made so many mistakes. And I said, well, if you read the book, and then if you go to them and say, hey, I made mistakes. You know, I've learned some things, and there's things I've done different, and, you know, but just kind of, and it's not like they had a strained relationship, but just, you know, you never stop being your kid's parent. And so I would say, tell Allison, you know, get the book, share it with your kids, because, you know, if they're not parents, there's a chance that one day they will be. And, you know, I think it will help with perspective.
Yeah. Well, in fact, I was going to ask the next question about, you know, talking about taking responsibility, admitting mistakes. How does that change the climate of a family? What does that do when you come to that place?
Well, one of my pet peeves, and I guess it was because my dad drilled it into me, is accountability. And I think it's kind of a lost art, so to speak, in our society. And there's, you know, I live in a great community, and it's a small town just north of Austin, and lots of awesome people. But one of the things I see is a lot of this helicopter parenting. And you know, maybe it was people who had great parents, maybe it was people who didn't have great parents, and they want to be great parents, and so they're just hovering over their kids, and they're shielding them from, you know, if something goes wrong and a teacher, you know, sends home a bad note or whatever, they get a bad grade, it's, oh, you know, it's not my kid's fault. And I think, you know, the number one thing we can do is be accountable and own our actions. And you know, there's a principle that you know, I talk about in the book that I don't know if it's I kind of coined a phrase, and it's behavior responsibility. And it's something that I teach my boys, and I'm trying to instill in them, and every day I have to intentionally work on it myself. But that is, I am responsible for my behavior. That is it. I'm not responsible for anybody else's behavior. And somebody else's bad behavior does not give me the right to behave badly. Because I think what happens is, you know, we see it on the highway. You're driving down the highway and somebody cuts you off, and it's like, well, I'm going to show them, you know, they can't cut me off. I was wrong. They were wrong. They almost caused a wreck. So then we behave badly. And you see it everywhere, you know, from the home to, you know, workplace, you know, even in churches. And so, you know, I think if people will be accountable for their behavior, if they'll be responsible for their behavior only, and realize that somebody else's bad behavior does not give them the right to behave poorly.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.